And with that, let's visit with our good buddy Jay Lehman of BTN. He joins us in the Brighton Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. He is our most rhythmic guest that we can have on this show. Very rhythmic in everything that Jay does.
You guys just never let me live that one down. I love it.
We've used it.
What do you mean? I mean, Jay, I've been saying that originally for months.
That's right. That was yours.
It's mine. You stole it from me.
I align with it a lot, yes.
Yes, you do. That's right. So it's fine. I mean, you can run with it, use it on other shows if you'd like, but I mean, let's just remember to give credit where credit is due. Buddy, do you think when you see these college football polls, the playoff poll come out every week, do you spend time on it? How do you interpret it? What do you make of it?
It's a weird little thing. I do the show after the poll comes out. I do a little show on Big Ten Network talking about it, and it's just bizarre. So here's some of the things that I think is bizarre. One, I think it was weird that Minnesota wasn't higher than it was last week. They're still the only top 10 team in the CFP poll to beat another top 10 team, Penn State, other than LSU, who has a top 10 win against Alabama. Nobody else has a top 10 win in front of them other than LSU. And you talk about Utah, you talk about Oregon. The only ranked win they have is USC. By the way, USC ranked 33 in the AP and then jumped 10 in the CFP to give the Pac-12 a ranked win. Clemson hasn't beat anybody ranked. Alabama hasn't beat anybody ranked. So I'm not really sure what they're looking. And then they put Penn State above Minnesota, but Penn State got beat by Minnesota. I'm thoroughly confused on what they actually think about. That's my take on it.
Jay, the another thing that I'm confused on, and Bo and I have been discussing it the last few days, is that the number between Penn State and Ohio State is, gosh, depending on what you look at, 17.5 up to 19. And to me, that is alarming. Whenever you think about a team that you battled with, whether it's in your career or even just the last few years, you look back to 16, 17, 18, all those games are so close, the last 2 years being a point, right? So these differences, these teams have similar talent level, but yet they're an 18-point favorite here in Columbus on Saturday. What was your reaction to that number?
Well, I do think you're right that Penn State has confidence when they play Ohio State. And I do think that the whole state of Ohio is kind of leery of the Penn State game. But honestly, I said yesterday, I agree with the line based on what I've seen. I know it's kind of a rivalry, Pennsylvania versus Ohio. It's got some great tradition ever since Penn State joined the conference. I know there's isn't there the big 33 game between Pennsylvania and Ohio? All that stuff, right? I get that there's a lot that goes into it and whatnot, but the reality is this. Penn State, I know that – I think the word that Ryan Day used was this is a talent-equated game or something fancy like that in his press conference. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think they got one guy who's got the juice at the receiver position that Ohio State has. That's KJ Hamler. He might not be healthy. And guess what? He's 5'10", and he might not ever get off the line. He might get jammed to death, number one. Can't catch a jump ball, all right? Freiermuth's probably the best tight end on the field. I'll give you that, right? And they haven't been able to run the ball that consistently when they really needed to. They struggled. They had some big plays against Minnesota and whatnot. So I actually think that it's going to be close for 2.5, 3 quarters. And I think by the end of it, we've never seen Justin Fields in a pressure situation other than in the SEC championship with the fake punt. We won't talk about that, right? We won't talk about that. But we have never seen him at quarterback. So I don't know what's going to happen. I just think that Ohio State's going to pull away, especially Chase Young's back.
Yeah, Jay, I think that's what's tricky is you look at what we've got to do from an Ohio State perspective, and you talk about you got to beat Penn State, you got to beat Michigan, and you get a Big Ten championship game. I tend to think it'll be Wisconsin at that point, that they will take care of Minnesota. But regardless of who it is, of those three, and if you want to add Minnesota in it as well, if you from the Buckeye perspective, which one do you think proposes the biggest threat?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. I would have said by far two weeks ago, I said Penn State, by far the biggest threat. 4 weeks ago on this show, I would have said Wisconsin, right? So stuff changes. But now the way that Michigan's kind of playing, the way they took it to Notre Dame, Michigan State's not very good right now, and they're missing a lot of good players. But I think with the rivalry matchup, you know, I think Michigan might be able to give them the best game. But I always think it's an advantage, and I had the advantage of always playing Ohio State before they played Michigan. I think that's a huge advantage for Penn State. Penn State plays Rutgers next week. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this is their season right here. Ohio State is their season. All their goals are in front of them, right? So I would say Michigan right now, just because I think they're the most intriguing team. Penn State over the last 2 weeks, the quarterbacks against Penn State, Peyton Ramsey and Tanner Morgan, 49 of 61 for 710 yards. I mean, we thought this was an elite defense. It's not. The back end is in shambles. The front seven's good, but they can't get to the quarterback. They get tore up.
You're right. And we've both been on defenses, right? When you have a unit that plays really strong, and then all of a sudden you have a game like they did against Minnesota, the best thing for a good defense to kind of say, you know what, that was a fluke, was to come out fast the next week, and then Indiana comes out and puts 14 on them in the first quarter, and you're like, well, we didn't fix our big play issue. So it looks like that defense is kind of struggling a little bit there at Penn State. But for those that haven't seen that, for those that kind of discarded Michigan and what they've been able to do, what's been the biggest key to their turnaround? Has it been the defense getting better? Has it been Shea Patterson being more effective? Has it been the ground game? What is it? Because quite honestly, I haven't been able to watch a full 60 of them, you know, since that I watched them play Wisconsin. So that's the last image in my mind. I've seen the scores, I've seen highlights, but from someone who covers the Big Ten, what has been the one thing about them that's changed?
Yeah, I think you watch what they're able to, what they did against Notre Dame, what they did against Michigan State. One, they can run the ball. And number two, the biggest thing is I think Don Brown's got out of his stubbornness, you know, of just, we're going to play man coverage, we're going to blitz 75% of the time. I think that was becoming damaging to them. You look at the Wisconsin game, Wisconsin made them pay big time. Look at some of the other games where they struggled, and it was like, man, I don't know. Penn State being particular as well, when you know, they tried to blitz Penn State and whatnot, and just everyone knew it was coming. So Don Brown has actually woken up a little bit. I know that was kind of his MO. He's now coached up to his personnel. So the defense is a little bit more, I would say, it keeps people guessing a little bit more, number one. Number two, they're running the ball a little bit better. Do I think they're going to beat Ohio State? No. But I think with the rivalry game, with it being up at Michigan, I just think that they'll probably give them the best game. I just have been really disappointed with Penn State defensively, and I think Sean Clifford will throw a couple picks. Let's be honest. If it wasn't for the muffed punt, Indiana muffed the punt first play of the game, first punt of the game, led to a score, and then they had a faux fake punt. They had a fake punt that wasn't supposed to be a fake. They messed up. That led to a score. That's the difference in the game, and I know Indiana's better now than they were in September, but what was the score of the Indiana OSU game, like 53-10? I don't know. You can't do that, but it's just I just think Ohio State, unless they wet the bed, will crush Penn State by 20.
Jay, you know what's crazy? I agree with you on that, and I think the other thing that's really tricky for the rest of the league is this is with a first year head coach and a freshman quarterback. This is Ohio State's rebuilding year.
Right. No, I mean, what's the
Justin's back next year.
I mean, the Cleveland.com poll, whoever does that poll, you know, they, the preseason poll, like Michigan's going to be the best. They got 15 all-conference players back.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the reality. I think as media people, we're just outside the state of Ohio, we're begging to put somebody first other than Ohio State.
Yeah.
And the fact is that Urban is recruited at such a level, they're just reloading. They have just reloaded. That's just the reality. And they are a much better football team. I don't know if they're any more talented than they were last year. Maybe Justin – I can't say that Justin Fields is more talented than Dwayne Haskins. They do different things. But I would just say, man, they looked better coached. I would say that.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair statement. As good as Urban Meyer is as a coach, taking nothing away of him, they just like think they're executing at a higher level. Maybe it's less distractions.
Yeah, I think you have it on that. Always great talking to you, my friend, the great Jay Layman of Big Ten Network. Joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, take care, fellas.